Good afternoon, listeners. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquit Lam. If you want to find us online, we're available at cjsf.ca, or you can listen to various previous recordings of previous radio programs from our radio programmers on the SoundCloud website. We also are online on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, so you could check us out on those various social media platforms. Big shout out to Nick Legassi, whose radio program came on just before mine. He's also got a good band called Mingwa. You guys might want to check him out. Canadian content, you know, Bill C-11. Alright, I'm Alexander Morse, and this is The Generic Alternative. Let's get this show on the road. Better way to spend your Monday afternoon than by listening to a bit of a history highlight on this day in history, April 10th, 1991. A rare tropical storm develops in the South Atlantic Ocean near Angola, the first to be documented by satellites. On April 10th in 2016, Howard Marks, a Welsh cannabis smuggler, a writer, and legislation campaigner, passed away. As did, on this day in history in 2014, Jim Flaherty, a Canadian lawyer and politician. On this day in history, back in 1407, Deshin Sekpa, the fifth Karmapa Lama, visits the Ming Dynasty capital at Nanjing, and is then awarded the title, the Grand Treasure Prince of Dharma. On this day in history in 2019, scientists from the Event Horizon Telescope Project, they announced the first ever image of a black hole, an astrological phenomena, which is located in the center of the M87 galaxy. On April 10th, 1545, Villa Imperial de Carlos V, now known as the city of Potosí in Bolivia, is founded after the discovery of huge silver deposits nearby. On this day in history, in 1897, Prafulla Chandra Sen, an Indian accountant and politician, was born today, as was in 1990, Maren Morris, an American singer. On this day in history, in 1815, the Mount Tambora volcano begins a three-month-long eruption, lasting all the way until July 15th, the eruption. It ultimately killed 71,000 people. On this day in history, in 1866, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA, is founded in New York by Henry Berg. Also in New York, just 69 years later in 1925, The Great Gatsby by Scott F. Fitzgerald is first published by Charles Scribner's Sons. On this day in history, April 10th, 1971, ping pong diplomacy. In an attempt to thaw out some Cold War relations with the United States, China hosts the U.S. table tennis team for a week-long visit. Just like in that movie, Forrest Gump. Oh, and the Titanic sailing sea ship set out on its maiden voyage, as well as its only voyage. And that has been a bit of a history highlight.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the part of the program where I talk about headlines that came across the internet this week. Donald Trump, under arrest. Apparently, he might even go away for over 100 years. Justin Trudeau started a YouTube channel and got flagged by viewers as hate speech. Huh. Elon Musk, the inventor, builder, and manufacturer of the Starlink Internet Satellite Network, changed the blue Twitter bird icon image to the famous Shiba Inu Doggo that's featured on Dogecoin. The US government is thinking about making a law or a regulation that is called the Restrict Act. This is probably taking a page out of Canada's C-11 propaganda laws or India's internet shutdowns. At least, we still get to see footage of France's protests over the retirement age or the Dutch farmers protesting over their government taking farmland, the Israeli protests and Portugal protests over the cost of everyday living going ever higher. Oh, on the internet, Andrew Tate got released from a Romanian prison the same day the movie The Matrix was released. The latest John Wick movie has the main character, played by Keanu Reeves, speaking less than 1,000 words. Yada yada yada, low living standards in Marburg, Africa, doop-a-ba-doop, and that's been the internet headlines that I noticed this past week.
Just the science guy.
It's time for the 1 minute science countdown, where I give myself about 60 seconds to talk about the cool scientific discoveries that happened across the planet this past week. Now, there's no way I can possibly get all of that discovery and knowledge and innovation captured into 60 seconds, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try. Oh, and the reason why we're using the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song for this particular segment is, well, the actor who played Bill Nye, he got an honorary degree from the university from where we are broadcasting from. Alright, 1 minute science countdown, let's go.
T-7 seconds.
Twelve to 18 right human hands severed from arms are found buried beneath pits in an ancient Egyptian palace, and this has been analyzed by a team of researchers led by Julia Grieskai of the Berlin Archaeological Institute, a practice that has been described before in hieroglyphs but never confirmed by archaeological evidence. Researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, they refined a strategy to improve the efficiency and carrier lifetimes of all inorganic perovskite solar cells, pig blood, and cobra venom used to increase human lung transplant viability. Medical researchers at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Laura Jeffrey, is a funeral director in Ontario who made some discoveries while embalming, caring for people who have died. Oh, and that's been time.